And Nana didn't like this decision. So the next step was, we'll appeal it to the High Court. Both of them did. But the Anglo case was set aside because they were so similar, it was deemed, you know, sensible to kind of put them into one, and Nana was the case that was chosen to continue with the appeal. So under the Irish system, once the Commissioner makes a ruling, Nama have an 8-week window in which to make an appeal to the High Court on appointed law. They did so, and this is, you're getting into October 2011 at this stage. So 6 months later, more than 6 months later, we were in front of the High Court. Now, it's worth saying at this stage that myself and Fred were not notice parties to the case. We were just the original requesters. It was actually the Commissioner acting for the taxpayer and Nama acting for the taxpayer, and all costing the taxpayer lots of money. So we had one senior counsel for Nama, a junior counsel for Nama, a solicitor for Nama, a senior counsel for the Commissioner, a junior counsel for the Commissioner, and a solicitor for the Commissioner. The case at that point had cost, once this day and a half was over, we're at €125,000 cost to parties, not including me, because we weren't really a party to the case. And really, the 1.5 days in the Irish High Court was deciding, what does that include mean? And at one point, the judge says, even the word ambiguous seems ambiguous. So myself and Fred were in the court kind of laughing at the back, kind of, what the hell is going on? It was kind of a very surreal day and a half in the High Court debating what includes means. And the judge was asking all sorts of interesting questions of the senior counsel acting for Nama. You know, could it mean this and could it mean that? So we were kind of, you know, we were reasonably hopeful, I think, that the judge in our case would be sympathetic. Justice Con McGuckie was appointed, actually, this was one of his first cases. He was appointed just before this. But he has an interesting background. He was actually an environmental lawyer before he was a High Court judge. And he was one of the people who put an ad in Irish newspapers in the mid-1990s seeking information about planning corruption and offering a reward. Himself and Michael Smith, another barrister, put up this reward. And it eventually resulted in a very lengthy and expensive investigation into lots and lots of planning corruption in Ireland that cost an awful lot of money to investigate. Lasted 12 years, I think, the investigation lasted. But anyway, we luckily got this judge, I would say, at this point. So February 2013, just a couple of months ago, he issued a judgment in NAMA versus the Commissioner for Environmental Information. I won't read out all of this, but essentially he said we were right, that and includes doesn't mean may include. It's not expansive and it's not restrictive. And includes means what it says. Therefore, because it and includes means this, it means that NAM is a public authority. And he kind of summarizes it here in paragraph 92. He says, I reject the contention that the words and includes in the 2007 regulations is to be understood as may include, for this ultimately is the true import of what the appellant, i.e. NAMO, has sought to argue in this case. So he just rejected it more or less outright. He also actually used our own formulation, which Fred wrote about. The way the legislation was drafted is public authority means X and includes Y. And includes was being a critical factor in the case. But he went on as well at some length, and he goes into some detail about the directive itself, the purpose of the directive, the purpose of the transposition of the regulations, and that actually when the directive was being transposed, that the Irish authorities had the option to include more authorities than was as under the A, B, and C definition. So he kind of cites it and says, you know, well, that's what they did. And the recital of the directive is pretty clear as well, that he says here in paragraph 91, it is difficult to imagine a broader definition of public authority in A, B, and C. The breadth of this definition of public authority has also persuaded me that the respondent has lawfully interpreted the 2007 regulations. So